No, say what you had said. So these people don't think I'm crazy.
No, I said I bet money that you could beat these niggas in the basketball shooting competition. They ain't believe me.
All I heard was beat in the shooting competition, and the answer is yes.
Okay,
Said,
hold on.
speak up. You know I got war ears. Facts. Look, y'all be forgetting I'm in the war. These ears is traumatized, okay? I can't hear nothing y'all be saying. I be trying to read your lips when you talk, but you always got food in your mouth.
My name is Ken Boley, and I got a rich bet.
Why you in the bag, y'all?
I got a rich bet.
Because he a
I don't
thousand.
take naps, I take siestas. I
Oh,
got a rich bet. I got a wealthy nigga
Siesta.
bet. I ain't even living a life, baby.
Oh shit, that's funny.
That boy got a rich bed.
I got a rich bed.
Meg Scoop Face.
Hey man, oh I like
What?
that
Why you come
hair,
on with the pouty lips?
what you know about BT? You be doing it too?
Sometime.
I knew it.
Hey,
Anytime. I
y'all
knew
are
what you
wild.
be.
I
What you
do it
be,
every time
BT?
I go to McDonald's and I'm trying to get some extra French fries in the bags of black.
You place your hands on your pearls or your bib.
Can you drop some extra fries in my bag?
Meanwhile, they like, no, we're not giving you anything. Ew. Just
Not
saying.
ill. I ain't gonna hold you. My flirt to get what I need game is pretty fantastic.
I
Maybe
believe it. You're
in my
charming.
hate,
Is
I'm
this
sure my.
just on food or is this like other things too?
This was in the when we got to the hotel, and whatever city just was. They told us they ain't had no room. Soon as everybody stepped away, I got the bip. I had a room 8 minutes later, baby. That's all I thought.
Hey.
Hey, I'll just give me a second with her. Let me see.
Okay. What did
Just
you
make
offer her?
a trip to Fantasy Island.
30 Swiss rolls, 2 honey buns,
Yeah,
48 cupcakes. You okay? Are you sick?
Keon got a rich bed.
Wait, I
He
can't hear
muted. I
you.
don't
What's
know if he
wrong,
know
Keon?
he muted.
You are mute, Keon. Oh yeah, you muted, Keon. Are you okay? It looked like you were in bed with like a broken leg or something.
No, I'm just chilling.
Oh, are you eating in the bed? Ew.
No, I got some in my tooth I was trying to get out. I was about
Ew,
to ask.
Keon eats in the bed. Ew.
I don't eat in the bed.
Y'all be eating in
Here.
the bed? Nah,
Yeah.
I can't eat in the bed.
Yeah.
You know they eat in the I
bed.
know. I don't even know why I asked that. Y'all look
I ain't
like
know
y'all
what
eat
it
in the bed.
is. I
That
never used
whole
to do it.
comforter is Tahir's bib,
I
okay?
never
That
used to
is.
do that, but what happened is Farron likes to eat in the bed. Like when she gets home from the club, we get back in. She likes to eat in the bed. She got a heater on. She got a heating pad on the bed, and she's sitting crisscross applesauce doing this dance while she's eating, getting everything warm, and then she just slides under the covers right after. So,
That's one of my biggest pet
I
peeves.
will eat in the bed. I haven't watched TV in my bedroom in maybe 4 years, 5 years,
You
and
don't
now
call the food shows you watch TV? Is that more like porn?
I haven't turned the TV on, bro. And that is not on purpose. I ain't reading books. I don't have no weird ass logic behind this
We
shit.
knew you wasn't reading books. You have
Yeah,
to
nigga, fuck
go
books. Fuck books.
to
Let me get
bed.
some movement.
We knew that. I
Nah,
know. We know you didn't pay the bill. It's okay. It's all right.
I got it. Ooh, y'all should see my TV in
And you
bed.
ain't got no lights on in there. It's okay. We get it, BT. You're still our friend.
I'm gonna watch this. I'm gonna show y'all my TV in my spare room. This shit can't.
Why are
Hello.
you getting so excited, BT?
Cause
Right.
I don't know what the remote is. I probably can't turn it on, but I'm gonna show you.
BT, what's your house smell like?
What?
Cup of noodles. Does it feel like it doesn't smell? I feel like it smells like a bachelor pad.
A cup of noodles, wings, and feet. And
feet? That's
Yeah. horrible.
Because
I
you
would
know,
hate coming
y'all,
home to that every day.
bachelors just be throwing socks around all the damn
Yeah.
time.
Yeah, but I got bitches though, so eventually they come over and drop off some good scents.
BC, what are you doing? Warming up a cup of noodles? What? Oh, you want to show us the TV you don't use?
No, this ain't my bedroom. This is my gaming room.
Oh, okay. Yeah. BT, where you live at? Home? With your mama? You in the basement?
Look at my spare room. You mean your mom's spare room?
That's, y'all talking to Mr. Sprite. That nigga got his own place.
We know. We know he's doing well. We just wonder why he don't live like he doing well, okay?
I beg your pardon.
His food is still that of a 20-year-old college kid.
BT has stepped up his game. He
don't do that.
He was came a to, touch screen?
No.
Why you touch it?
I didn't know if it was or wasn't. I was
really... He had his mama out, girl. He don't know if it worked.
BT got velour jackets and hoodies now. He switched from regular hoodies, and the scarves are gone. It's all about the texture for him now.
Yeah, what happened to the scarves, BT?
You said what happened?
What happened to the scarves? I miss scarves, BT.
I had a scarf on last night. But you're right. I'd be hoodies a lot.
What do you do in the summer?
Scarves, thin ones, summer scarves.
Like silk?
Scarves.
like the silk is linen? What is it?
A little rayon, you know what I mean? Something thin.
Rayon is
something thin and flowy. It's like the same texture as a summer dress.
So you wear a t-shirt with a summer scarf.
That's it. It makes the sound of fire. You can hear it?
Nah.
That is so funny. Girl, we can't hear the crack.
Turn the fire TV on.
It heats up too.
Girls are coming up like, ooh, I like when the fire TV. I'll put the fire.
No, they don't get to come in here. This is PlayStation room. I come in here, I ain't gonna touch it. You know them new downloads come in. I don't have no interest in vagina when it's a new Call of Duty out.
So you just got the fire TV on and playing Call of Duty?
That's it, baby. Romantic. Light some candles. Late night. I do
light a candle when I be gaming. So I feel you.
Does everybody have a candle in the room that they in right now?
Yeah, sets the mood.
I got one right in the other room.
This is actually a candle I bought for a dude, and then we broke up, so I didn't want to return it because it smelled good.
Yeah. Lou, you just got back in town too, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
You have a good trip?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you had a good trip, girl.
Yeah, I did.
What you do on your trip? Tell me.
I ain't listening to nothing Meg said, okay? I had...
What you do on your trip, girl? Tell us. We want to know.
I went to Putt Shack. It was like four levels of putting, golf putting, and then went to Skyline. I had like a real golf a weekend. Like, it was fun. I did some.
That's dope, Lou.
Yeah.
Dope. I'm glad you ain't listening to Meg. She don't know what she's talking about.
I had fun.
Have to hear.
Your first birdie, Lulu.
Oh man, my first birdie was epic, man. Like a legit birdie. Like I ain't drop no balls. I ain't like fake no strokes. Like it was, yeah.
It's not a pause if she says something about balls, BT.
Oh, it's always a pause if it's sexual.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It is.
That's not how that works.
That is. Y'all don't know how balls work.
You don't know how
we don't have them. You right.
Wait, did y'all see that they doing no Diddy now?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Instead of saying pause, you say no Diddy.
Hey, niggas is out of pocket, man. Niggas is so out of pocket.
I think it's appropriate.
Niggas is so out of pocket, man.
I didn't really get it. When I saw it online, it was like on Twitter, on X, it was like, you know, people are using that instead of pause now. And I was like, huh? I was like so slow. And then
nobody,
I saw somebody like, man,
that, you
man, that meat was so good. No Diddy. And I was like, oh, that's how you mean it. Okay.
I mean, New York has been saying that for a minute. So
wait, no Diddy?
Like, you be like, you on your Diddy shit.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
I thought that was a good thing. It's a bad thing?
It depends on the context. It depends on what they're referring to. Like if you starting multiple businesses, okay, nigga, I see you on your Diddy shit. If you like trying to get everybody to come back to your hotel at the Holiday Inn, it's like
if it's just a whole bunch of dudes hanging out, drinking, having a good time in a hotel, oh, you on your Diddy shit. I'm cool.
Y'all niggas is wild.
You gonna have fun.
You got it, baby.
Why keep on laying in the bed like Diddy? Like he ain't talking to us or nothing.
No, you ain't contributing on nothing.
Yeah, man, what you doing?
Right, what is you doing?
Everybody was talking. I don't want to talk over nobody. When people are going off, I'm like, I'm a listener. Sorry, so that
they're licking your lips in the bed.
Etiquette and coop, okay. You guys talk about Diddy. I don't.
Why are you in the bed? This is, we are working. We are professionals. Why are you laying down?
Y'all lucky.
I am working from home. I'm in the bed.
There's no other place that you can work from home at in your house.
Keon is on maternity leave. Children.
Every place is loud.
Okay. Agreed.
If I had a bed like that, I'd be in it too. I got my headboard still wood. I thought that's what we was doing. I don't know. When we start doing these 10-foot soft cushiony headboards.
This thing is way too high. Like, I didn't realize how high it was until it was here. And I was like, this is too high.
That's a marriage bed. You don't need that until then.
It looked like a sexy cracker.
You were related to food.
Like a sexy saltine. I was like,
shit. Oh, that's that captain. The club cracker, man.
The buttery one.
Club crackers be good though.
Hey, what rooms are y'all in? Back up to 1.9 billion. Y'all want to make a pack?
You said what?
I said, what rooms are y'all in your homes, in your places?
I'm in my office.
Office, game rooms. Where are you at to here?
I'm in my office at the crib.
That's his pantry. You ain't see the food on the side? I'm alive from my pantry.
First of all, if I had a pantry that big, you know how happy I would be?
That's why Tahir be cheesing all the time. Because his pantry is big. And he got music in his. You see back there? It's music on that wall. He got all type, like every type of sausage known to man on the other wall. Yeah. Every condiment to go with the sausages.
From the canned food section.
You jealous? You niggas jealous?
Oh, I'm envious. I would be so happy to have
that little bag of pickles.
A bag of pickles.
You know, he'd be getting that little bag of fresh pickles for little hot dog snacks.
Oh, man.
Meg, did you just know Diddy it? Did you try to?
I did. I tried to put that in there. It doesn't really work for me because I'm a girl, but you know, you get it.
It doesn't work for you because you're not cool, lame.
Shut up, Diddy. Go back to playing your bass drum.
I still like, I keep it African with mine, the African dude. Anytime somebody do something, I just be like, why are you gay? that'll never get old for me. That is the funniest interview of all time.
So, is that real or is that
a joke? That was a real interview.
I mean, cause I watched and I was like, I feel like he's still joking.
Oh, he was so confused. So he was serious and he wanted to just go. Cause this was made it funny. He was trying to be polite. He was like, should I call you Mr.? Thank you for coming. Why are you gay? Like, as soon as he said thank you, he was like, yo, let's get to it. Why are you gay?
I watched that interview like this, dog.
You are gay.
You are gay.
And he was so confused. Like,
who said I am gay? But you are gay.
And then they if you watch, like, a lot of people didn't watch the whole thing because it's hella long, but they finally cut up like all the good parts. At the end, he's so confused, he goes, okay, so who is gay? Like, somebody here gotta be gay, bro. Like, what is happening? So who is gay? Because it ain't me. So who is it?
That's bro, some of the internet like classic videos. Oh my god, man. Mm-hmm. Oh man! Every time you fall into one, I saw Leroy Jenkins the other day. I watched. They are really kidnapping for real. You are really dumb. The dude that saved everybody, the gay dude that saved everybody. Because they raping everybody out here. Antoine.
Mm-hmm. He just made a video. Recently, he was like, "All of y'all use my likeness. Use my words." To y'all advantage, I got paid off of it. Did nobody, you know what I'm saying, throw me anything like this? Like, nigga, yeah, that's how the internet works.
That's the internet, baby.
My favorite.
Gonna go host some parties.
My favorite video, I just watched it recently too, is when Ray J was sitting down. I think
with the glasses?
And
he was like, they unbreakable. He's like, I'm gonna break it.
So?
I don't care.
Lulu, please tell me you watched that whole interview.
I didn't watch the whole
interview. Nigga, you gotta see the rest of the interview. By the end of it, he's sitting there with him on his face. He was like, see,
he goes, I
don't care. Lulu, I'm gonna send you the highlight part of that video after He breaks them. He puts them on his face. And says, see, still not broken.
What is wrong with him?
Yo, on some real, yo, that probably is the funniest thing I've seen in years, man. Yeah. He was so adamant. He was just like, they break are speedy.
He said, speedy, bro, I will, you I will cannot break them, Speedy. Break them. Bro,
I'll break them. Don't.
He's like, I don't want to break it, man. You break it. No, they unbreakable. Pop.
I don't care.
Ray J is hilarious unintentionally. He be Listen, serious. Niggas be like, what's wrong with this nigga, bro?
I had the pleasure of producing Celebrity Squares and working with Ray J. When I say Ray is probably one of the coolest, funniest people, like celebrity-wise, that I got to work with, he's just like a vibe from top to bottom. He knows how to be controversial. He knows how to be a star. He knows how to make, yo, when I say he had me dying and every time we'd be like, cut, he'll come on, he'd be like, did I do you proud, Lulu? Did I do you? I was like, man, Ray, you killing this shit. Man.
All right, well, listen, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump into the first topic. But before we do, a shout out to our special guest in the house. We got Mr. BT Kingsley in the building. And we got Keon Poley back for the first time in the month of Sundays. It's good to see you, brother. Hope all is well.
Thanks for having me.
I need you to bring the energy up, Keon, okay? This cool nigga shit that you're doing right now, it's pissing me off. Okay?
Sit up.
What do you get excited about? Push-ups? What gets you going? What is
Food and sex. Those are my two.
Pretty simple. March Madness is over here. Just like...
It's done. Like, games ain't on right now. If the games is on, I would not be here.
I know. That's why I said pretend, motherfucker. Pretend.
Shout out to the OG squad. We got Lulu, Meg scooping up to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, it can be easy to ignore our social batteries and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings. So how do you recharge your social battery? I know for me, I normally start off right about at 70% when I get to the gathering. I'm going to be real with you. I get there and I'm like, all right, what's up? And then I'm like, all right, I could be ready to go in about 30 minutes. And for me to recharge, I like to go home, chill, relax, or take a nap or something like that. And then my batteries are recharged and go back outside again. And this is what I love about therapy. It can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't destroy your battery. I've talked about it plenty of times. I've been in therapy for years at this point, and it has gave me so many different skills to navigate through life. It's also helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma in their lives. One of my favorite things about BetterHelp, it's entirely online, designed to be convenient and flexible and suitable to your schedule. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/squad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/squad, SQUADD.
First topic of the day we have, would you rather have a working lifesaver versus a bionic arm?
Oh, what's a working lifesaver?
Like a working lifesaver, like Star Wars, an actual
lifesaver. I thought you said a lifesaver.
Oh, no, lifesaver.
I was like, nigga, why do I want candy that lasts forever? Like,
a lifesaver. Or a bionic arm.
Sounds like you're saying lifesaver.
Saber, burr. Meg, you know, like cleared the it up. Meg, after I cleared it up, there was no need to do that. You're just being intentionally petty.
You keep saying it. Stop saying lifesaver. Not what you got in your pocket currently. Say lightsaber.
Shut your fat face up.
He tried to collate. He was like, you guys, burr.
Meanwhile, it still sounds like the wrong one.
Shut up, Meg. Shut up, Meg.
Okay, I'm sorry. You got extra spaces in your teeth.
With the bionic arm, does that mean we lost our regular arm? Or is it like a bionic sleeve I could put on over my arm?
It's like Jax and Cable from X-Men.
Just one arm, though, right?
Just one arm.
Arm, bro. Give me that arm.
Yeah, give me that arm for sure.
You know how hard it's gonna be for me to date with this bionic arm?
Give me that arm.
Lulu, have you ever seen my 600-pound life?
That's different. None of them got bionic body parts. They just big.
They have tremendous body parts. If they can do it, you can do it, Lou. I promise you can.
You think that's what's been holding you said you back? Didn't want the arm, Lou?
Huh?
You said you didn't want the arm?
No, I can't do none of this.
Yes, you can, girl. You can do that forever. You arm ain't never gonna get tired.
That grip is on your other arm. Be...
You have another arm.
Yeah, man. That's just too much work on one arm.
The bionic army robot.
Lou, you like ain't that. Jacking nobody off to completion. No way. Shut up.
You don't get know my life. Moving.
Lulu get like some head and keep it moving. Stop being lazy. Commit to it and keep it moving.
I got things to do, man. Hurry up.
You lazy son of a bitch.
Huh.
With a lifesaver, though?
But you I don't want to learn. I don't want to have to learn a lifesaver.
Hey, and you got to carry that with you. The arm is always there. You just got the arm.
Yeah, it's like people have prosthetic arms. It's kind of the same.
Anybody step out of my arm?
This is how big it is. This is just a little taller than your phone, bro. Like, you got your phone with you at all times. This is not that big.
What do you have? What is that?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, well, to hear, besides searing a brisket, what are you going to do with your lightsaber?
I can shave a little bit off the top of your shoulders.
Didn't hit. What else could you do with it? Like, what are you going to do with it?
Nigga, I don't have to do anything with it. I'm going to be the talk of every Comic-Con. I can get paid to come to Comic-Cons. I can make hella money off of
YouTube
videos.
You got to learn
videos.
How to actually wield that shit. You can't just be wielding a lightsaber and you don't know how to use it.
That's true.
They're going to rob you and take it from you. You're not even going to be able to go, people are paying me to see it. You get robbed to hear.
Who gonna rob
you? You got Tyrannosaurus Rex arms trying to with a lightsaber. They already took it from you.
Why the sounds are so accurate?
It was.
That's what it sounds like.
Whoever try to rob me, I'm gonna just ignite it. I mean, turn it on and throw it at them. Not
a
body.
No, you ignite it. You for sure ignite a lightsaber. You don't turn them on because you got to get that full. And now wait, is this the Dark Maul? Is it both sides?
Nah, I wouldn't do that. That's too dangerous.
Okay. Just the one side.
Oh, like the original one ain't
dangerous?
Yeah,
I don't know how to wield the sword, so I'm going to have to use this bitch like a baseball bat.
I mean, you could do that, or you could practice. You could practice with a baseball bat.
No, I'm not going to practice with a broomstick. No, because if you accidentally hit yourself with a lightsaber, you still got zipped it.
Yeah, so it's over. You just got to be careful.
Attack of the Clones you got to fight, so I don't know.
I just don't see the point of the lightsaber. With the arm, I see a lot of benefits to the arm.
What's the benefits, Keon? What you gonna do? What the fuck you gonna do, Keon, with the arm?
So like if I had the arm and a nigga talking like that, that's it. The arm.
You gonna kill him. Now you're going to jail.
I'm not controlling the arm. I don't know.
You're not in control of the arm? Really?
I don't know the power behind the arm. The saber, that's a weapon.
Nigga, nobody believes that you don't know the power behind the arm.
Would you have the
arm?
Is the arm visible or is it like iRobot? Is it a Will Smith arm?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a difference.
Like, am I Cable or is it like the...
I think we gotta say Cable for this one.
I like it as Cable. I like it
but
as...
But you could hide a lightsaber. You can't... So I should be able to hide the arm.
With the sleeve, girl, you put it on your sleeve on one and a glove.
The wizard doesn't work
in
convenience for you, Lou. If anything, he always works in this inconvenience for you.
Why can't I put a hoodie over the arm? I'm not understanding.
You can. We're just saying it's not like iRobot arm where
it's
Will was
still
just
a robot
stuff
arm.
Off.
Yeah, like Terminator, where he pulled, you know what I mean, pull the skin off like that.
So
it ain't no skin.
Can I take the arm on and off?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
Detract the rule?
You can detach your arm if you want to, Keon.
So now you need a suitcase for your arm when you travel.
How far does the arm go up? Does it go
to the shoulder? It's right here. Is that the road?
I'm Winter Soldier.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, that might be good for golf. I changed my answer. I'm going to take it because I might give me some yardage.
Yeah.
Give me a robot.
And you know what? And the other thing is, I feel like if you have a bionic arm, you can have like compartments in it. Right. So, like, you can have tools. I feel like I would have a screwdriver. I have a flashlight, all type of stuff.
Screwdriver for, man.
I don't know.
That's
don't
the you most ever be needing Asian a screwdriver? You don't ever have said, one? Meg. That's the most Asian shit you've ever said. She's gonna have an abacus, a calculator, golf pencils.
I just feel like that's what you're gonna do with it, roller. You know. And like you can like like you have the little chains that you could do on your hand. You could put different attachments, so you have like the you put the screwdriver on there. I could put like a mixer, and I could like mix my food with it, like.
And I can mix my food with it.
That'd be great. I ain't gotta like do this. I could just put my but little like, mixer attachment. Like, heavy?
Huh? It's made with nanotech. Vibranium. It's so it's not too heavy.
Yeah. Ooh, vibranium. Yes, heck yeah. And you can punch somebody with that and they die. Yes.
Yeah. Arm.
I don't know why you got so excited about that, Meg.
Because it's a weapon without meaning to be one.
Okay.
Unless I could like punch through an ATM or something like that. Like
then they gonna know it's they definitely would know it's you, Lou. Ain't nobody out here KOing an ATM with one hit besides bionic arm Lou.
It wasn't me. Do the cops come around, take the arm off, put it in the suitcase?
I said mind you, all ATMs got a camera on them, Lou.
From the back?
They're against the wall. You can't do it from the back. You got to walk to the front and they see you.
I can just go like Lulu walking up to the thing.
There's a camera.
Ain't no camera. Ever since we've been talking about this, my left arm been tingling. Ever since we've been talking about this arm, I've been like, because it would definitely be my left arm.
Cause you want one, bro. It's like I want one right now.
Yeah, it would definitely be my left arm too. I wouldn't trade my.
It could also be a sign of stroke.
Oh shit!
Do you smell toast? Do you smell toast? No
peanut butter.
Don't play. It's so funny.
See, I really don't want no lightsaber for real.
Oh, why?
You gotta trade for that.
You don't want a lightsaber.
A lightsaber is cool as hell, bro.
You just want it so you can like do your s'mores in the bed with it. You ain't gotta get up.
You're naming all benefits, man. You're not insulting me.
We don't want that.
Hey, Tahir, you seem mad clumsy because you be having a lot of condiments in your hand. That saber gonna become real slippery. You gonna accidentally cut your.
It's gonna
shit
be
off.
On my keychain, Lou. I'm gonna be like a custodian.
It's gonna be on my keychain.
No, you definitely in Rob. You definitely. Somebody gonna steal that.
The best thing about the lightsaber is the fact that it like comes out because like I could just be sitting here talking and you I don't like where the conversation go and like more than actually wielding it I like the fact that it could just
and that sound is so satisfying. Mm-hmm. Like if you were doing that and you ain't want to kill a person you'd be like you should leave like what and then be like oh, you're right and just get the fuck up out of there nigga that shit. It's dope as hell.
You need years of training. Y'all need years of training for that.
Yeah, it's not practical.
How you know I haven't been training for this very moment right here?
The arm is practical, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Winter Soldier, bro.
Yeah. I hate you, bro. Y'all missing key opportunities right here.
I'm just
what y'all gonna do. Y'all can't listen. Y'all gonna have to look Lou always talking about robbing the ATM and all that shit. Y'all gonna have to do shit like that for money. I'm gonna be balling.
What?
$50,000 appearance fees at Comic Con, nigga. Nah. Every weekend.
You don't think people want to pay $2,000 to see the bionic arm comedian?
Yeah, bro. No. Fuck no. What you gonna do?
Yes, they do.
All I'm gonna do is go on TikTok live and do this shit, and they're gonna give me mad gifts and money and like.
All right, wait, I'm trying to understand the logic of you being able to go to Comic Con and we can't with the bionic arm. Why? Can't
Only you can go to Comic Con.
Here's the thing. His bionic arm is cool. It's very cool at Comic-Con. Like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Look at this war veteran, and look how far technology has come. That's what they're going to say. When I put... No, I'm saying, like, if you lose an arm or something, they most people automatically equate it to, like, war or accident or something. I come with a lightsaber, nigga, and I'm the only one with a lightsaber, nigga? What?
Okay, I got a caveat.
You got a bionic arm. I cut your arm off. Now what you gonna do?
They're gonna be like, she's a vibranium soldier.
Here, you have sleep apnea, nigga. You're not gonna hear me steal your lightsaber when you knocked out, bro. We stealing shit. You the easiest to steal from if we're
right.
First of
All
all,
you gotta do is when he go to sleep, just switch this lightsaber with a glizzy and just like let me even know.
I was like, where was here before? Huh?
His not head even is the same shape. He gonna think it's there. Like,
wake up and take a bite and go back to sleep. That's it.
First of all, I'll have you know that my CPAP is quiet as fuck, Keon. So that's all about. Lou, I would hear your clomping ass come in with 16-inch Timberlands on. Like, you ain't not stealthy.
You in a glizzy coma. You don't hear shit, man.
Keon would want to knock out 40 push-ups before he left the house, because that's just the type of nigga he is. He'd get caught doing a victory push-up dance.
I'm gonna put the, like she said, do the little switch. You don't know.
All right, look. So look, you get the bionic arm, right? But the only way you get it is you got to have your real arm cut off by Tahir and a lightsaber.
Cut it off.
You got to cut your actual arm off and let it sizzle.
That's like cauterizing it at the same time.
He sliced enough turkeys. I trust him. I would definitely trust Tahir. That's the one person I would trust.
What if he?
Hey man, get under the wing.
What if he did it wrong? What if he cut you at the bicep? Like, oh man, I missed a little piece. We gotta go back in and slice a little more off.
Yeah, let's put it to a vote. I'm sick.
By that time, I'm in shock. I didn't passed out. So
yeah,
I ain't gonna know.
That's all right, man. I'm sick of y'all, bro.
Get that bionic arm.
Give me that arm. Give me that arm.
Give me that arm, baby. Left arm for sure though. If it's the right arm, I don't want it.
Meg, what about you?
I'm going bionic arm.
I'm going lightsaber, man. Y'all some hoes. All right. Bionic arm has it on that one. We're going to move on to this next topic right after this. Next topic of the day, we have Drake versus Kendrick.
And what?
Better artist.
Basketball?
Better artist.
Looks.
If it's basketball, I'm going
Better artist.
Oh.
But that's like apples and oranges. It's not really
Kendrick. That was easy. That's why I was with Lou. Like, what are we talking about? Because we're talking about rap, but that's easy. So I need something else. Acting, Drake. But if we're talking hip hop, Kendrick, that's next question.
He didn't say hip hop though. He said artist.
Artist.
That's overall. That's stage.
You only get to listen to one of their musics.
Huh? Easy answer, Kendrick Lamar.
I'm with him. I'm with him on that. I've never been a big Drake fan, so
ever. You got to think about who's been more consistent for, as much as you hate to say it, who's been more consistent for the culture when it comes to hip hop for the past couple years, and it's been Drake.
I wouldn't be mad if all his songs had to go away. I'm still having a good time at the party.
Meg, you are not sitting there blasting Kendrick on a regular. At
all. If I had to pick between the two.
But you're not doing it now. And you can pick between.
No, I don't listen to either one of them like that. I mean, I listen to whatever songs on like out in that's
you
popular.
You know more
but
Drake
like,
songs than you do Kendrick songs.
I think so too, Lou. I think she
everybody
does.
No, I don't. No, actually, I don't.
Everybody doesn't.
Everybody do.
Everybody does not.
Okay, so Drake is awesome, right? Because he has a lot of hits. I'm not going to deny that man that. He's very talented. But if I have to pick between him and Kendrick, I'm going Kendrick because I feel like there's more of a message. And I like songs that have messages as opposed to...
Meg, you forget we know about your college experience. I know what you were talking
about. You went to Freak, Nick. All you of don't that care shit, about
nigga.
A message. Yeah,
you went to Freaknik, nigga. You don't care about no goddamn.
I was on a school trip.
It doesn't matter.
Don't do me like that. Y'all don't do that to me.
You're supposed to be getting educated about a message, and you left the message to go twerk that open. Ass.
Yep.
Man, I've been pulled over. I've been pulled over in a car with you because you weren't listening to Kendrick. So you don't care about the message that much. You was
I've
out
been
here
in a strip club
swerving.
With you, man.
Was Kendrick even out back then?
You was not what? Having a ball to Kendrick.
Kendrick been out since like 2012.
Y'all act like that. Those are the only two options in life currently. I'm talking about in the situation you just gave us. Man. These are our only two options. Not in real life. In real life, I'm going 90s R&B every time.
Meg, all I'm saying is you use the message as a reason, and that's not it.
I'm saying if I had to pick between the two, yes, it absolutely is a legit reason. Shut up, Tahir, and suck those Vienna sausages out of your teeth. Yeah.
Every time she say something, I be wanting to fail, but it just keep hitting. This just keep
because it comes from a place of a true anger.
Here's the problem.
Listen, I when it comes to like hits and more songs, I know a lot of Kendrick songs. I've been following Kendrick since he was going by K-Dot. I'm a big Kendrick fan, but I've been following Drake for his entire career too. And I started listening to Drake before I listened to Kendrick. So far, I heard So Far Gone before I heard anything from Kendrick. I didn't really catch wind of Kendrick until I moved out, right before I moved out to LA. And that was 2000.
If you're talking lyricist, I think Kendrick. But if you're talking about what they produced out as far as hits, consistency, overall being a better artist, as far as selling tickets for concerts and stuff like that, just in general of an artist, I would say Drake.
What is the question?
Right. Who's a better artist?
The question was, who was a better artist?
Oh, then I'm still going Kendrick.
What would make you say Drake? Who's a light-skinned dude?
I explained why I said Drake.
No. We asking Keon, like, what? Because he keeps asking for clarity.
I don't think nothing would lead you away from Kendrick. I think whatever it is, you're going to say Kendrick.
No, because if you said, like, who's, like, a more commercial famous artist, I would go Drake. You know what I'm saying? But if you're asking the better artist, I'm going to Kendrick.
So here's the problem.
Well, let's see what the numbers say.
I love.
But that doesn't mean you're a better artist. You know what I'm saying?
So like, what are we talking about? That's what I'm saying. Like, what are we talking?
Because that's like saying that if you put Taylor Swift up against Beyonce, like you're not a fan of Taylor Swift like that. But you cannot like she might just be a better artist in some areas.
Nah, right? She can't dance. To me, dance.
You said what?
She can't dance.
But Meg is referencing numbers.
That's what I'm saying. You can't say it's numbers because numbers don't necessarily represent who's good at what they do. It just means people are buying it. That doesn't mean you're good.
Listen. We all know what I mean by artists. All right? We all know that we're taking in consideration not just ticket sales, not just album sales, not just number of albums. We're just talking about holistically as a better artist, an entire package. Better to market, easier to sell, better tours, good album sales, who you enjoy more, who you would take your last $100 for entertainment for the month, and it's at the beginning of the month, who would you spend that $100 on? Drake or Kendrick?
Now, wait a minute. That changes it. That last part you said, if you're saying Kendrick's albums have been phenomenal, I probably listen to more Kendrick than I do Drake. But if I had to be left with only one of them, then the answer is Drake, and it's not even close because I get R&B music. I can change the vibe consistently. I can't really do that with Kendrick. I get a night off. I get passion fruit, and I get motto, and like I get the hits. I get the slow jams. I get everything.
Everything.
For Drake. I don't get that with Kendrick. I only get bars.
So to that point is the reason why I don't want Drake. I hate R&B Drake. Can't stand
it. What?
Hate it.
You don't like passion fruit?
Hate R&B.
You hate passion fruit, nigga?
I can't stand R&B Drake.
Why can't I? Give me your reason
why.
Because
he want to be Drake. He want to be the R&B dude.
You tripping.
Singing and dancing. He want to be... Yes, you do. I'll be
That's
seeing
the thing.
Your videos.
Why would I be Drake? I can sing better than Drake. That's why I don't.
That's why you're mad, because you're like, I sing better than Drake.
No, I don't like, I like my singers to sing. I like my rappers to rap.
No, I like two people in a box.
I don't believe you.
So when somebody tells you, when somebody comments on your post and they like, shut up and just tell jokes, you're okay with that? Because that's basically what you just said. You want Drake to just stay in his lane.
No, you're that's the wrong kind of reference, which you would be referencing.
No, shut up and tell jokes, Keon.
No, because I never said that.
I hate R&B Keon. I hate R&B lyrics Keon.
Type of jokes to tell me. That's the example you should be using. Is the joke if they were telling me the type of jokes to tell?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nah, bro. I don't believe you. I don't believe you don't like Night Off. I don't believe you don't like Passion
Bro,
Fruit. I don't believe. I don't believe you don't like Passion Fruit.
I don't even, first of all, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know what that is. What
Passion Fruit from miles away.
No.
Passion Fruit the things you say. You don't like
Passing up on my own.
Passion Fruit is a vibe. I don't believe you, Kian Foley.
In English, no. In Spanish, no. In German, nine. No, nigga.
Is that Major Payne?
I do not like it.
Is that Major Payne?
No, it's from I forgot where it's from. In German, nine. I forgot where that's from.
No, that is a good point though, BT, because he does, Drake does have a lot of different types of music. And I will say I've been on a big like Afrobeats kick for the last year. So, and of course he's been on a lot of like Afrobeat artist right. songs. So, I mean, if that's the case, then I think I'd have to go Drake, even
you
though
that is the case.
You can make 3 to 4 different genres of playlists from Drake's catalog, not just song Drake's were on, not just song Drake's were, Drake was on, from his catalog. You can make 3 to 5 different genres of playlists. And I'm not shitting on Kendrick because I'm a big Kendrick fan.
I love Kendrick.
Listen,
let me say, you guys' points are super valid. Like, super valid. I personally just hate that side of Drake.
You don't like Get Along Better, bro?
Nigga, no. Like, stop asking me different questions. I do not like the shit. Like, why do you keep trying to convince me?
I'll be back.
Why are you so angry in the bed? Relax. You got real angry.
You got a bad
up in the bed.
You gotta get a new mattress, nigga. A Sealy Porta-Pedic would never have you that angry in the bed.
A Sealy what?
You don't like loving the crew. To change your answer. It's like, nigga, I said what I like.
You don't like crew love, bro. Wait, Gian, you don't like crew love.
No, I'm gonna put no right now.
Nigga, I don't believe
it's a lie.
You don't like Crew Love, bro.
Crew Love, I like the Weeknd's part.
No, nigga, no, that's Drake. It's on Drake's album.
So what?
You do like Drake when he does R&B?
No, I like his part. I don't like Drake singing.
Okay, what about Girls Just Wanna Have? Which one is it? Girls Just Wanna Have Fun or
Girls Like Girls?
No, the one that her covered.
Was SZA?
Yeah, I think it was SZA. Yeah, that one. And Jungle. What
Girls
about Jungle?
Need Love Too.
Girls Need Love Too and Jungle. Jungle was the one.
I don't know that song. And when I tell y'all, I don't really fuck with Drake.
You don't like Successful?
I feel you, Keon, because I'm the same one. I'm like, what is
no, it's not, nigga.
That's Drake.
That's Trey Songz singing on there.
These are all Drake. This is on So Far Gone, bro. That's what I'm telling you. You're not
VT Kingsley. Brian Tolliver Kingsley.
He's trying to wiggle out of this one.
I know.
No, because he's
you
not
You can't
listening.
Not like Drake. I know how you like R&B.
Not listening.
You love
R&B. Not listening. I like rapping Drake. I do not like singing Drake. What part of that is not computing?
No, I got you. You do not like Drake singing. I can understand that. He's not a great vocalist. I get that part.
Boom, but that's it.
But that don't have nothing to do with the. It's a track on a Drake album that is an R&B track.
But hold on, wait. Also, Keon, he's asking those questions for clarity because sometimes we'll give a blanket statement, but a couple of things won't apply. Like, I don't like, or I particularly don't listen to Trippie Redd that much, right? But it's like 4 or 5 songs that I really fuck with, though. I ain't gonna hold you. And I ain't got nothing against them as an artist. Like, why I don't like them. It's just, I mean, I don't like them. I don't listen to them. It's just that I haven't been exposed to a whole lot of his music that I like. Most of it, I'd be like, this is too much. But 4 or 5 of them motherfuckers go so hard. So if I say I don't listen
I'm
to
not saying,
head, it's a blanket statement.
I'm not saying Drake ain't talented. Like I said, when Drake is rapping, like for real, I think he's super dope. Drake obviously got hella hits. Drake has been relevant and at the top for how many years now? Like just
a long time.
So it's not
almost
not
20 years.
I don't like when Drake is singing and I don't like when Drake is emo. That's not my shit. Like I don't
All
like
I got him. Two questions.
I'm not answering any more of your questions.
Do you like Best I Ever Had?
Done. You are done.
Do you like Best I Ever Had?
What song is that?
Best I Ever Had.
That's a yes.
Come on, nigga, don't lie to us, dog. Don't lie to
do
us,
you,
big dog.
Y'all, come on,
and, when you hear night, when you hear Night Off, do you only listen to Lloyd's part, or do you only like Lloyd's part?
Which song is Night Off?
Night Off. Spending every moment in the studio.
I don't know that one.
You know that one. All right, Keon, let me ask you this. Now, is Drake the only artist that you feel this strongly about? Like, you don't like their version of the singing? Because, like, did you like Kanye singing? Like, on 808s and Heartbreaks?
I hate 808s is my least favorite. I hate that album.
Okay.
A lot of people hate that album.
So, in fairness to me, because I'm from Houston, so outside of contrary belief, Drake is not the first rapper to start singing. Nigga, we had Devin the Dude, we had Big Mo, we had Kamee in there. Most of the Houston rappers also sing. Yes, Nick.
I mean, we had Ja Rule, we had 50 Cent. So
they wasn't before Devin the Dude. Okay,
I don't. For us, that was the first. But we wasn't listening to Devin the Dude in New York. Definitely.
All right, Devin was on Biggie's Life After Death,
and we skipped fast forward.
No, you did not. That was a hit.
Don't be
disrespectful to the dude.
Wasn't nobody in New York like, yo, Devin the Dude? Though
yes, you was.
That's my dude. No,
you love Devin the Dude. They love Scarface. Don't you do that today?
No. But when we started hearing Ja Rule sing, it was like, oh, we got rapid ass.
In fact,
the funniest thing about Squadcast is Sahir poses a question, niggas answer the question, and everybody else be like, fuck your answer. Like, we gonna tell you.
Nah, Keon.
Let's poke holes in this nigga's answer.
This
okay?
ain't your I first time on this show. You know what you was getting into.
The hell what you think and what you feel about yourself. We gonna tell you what the hell you
did. Because y'all answer ain't shit. And that's some shit, and we need to get a pot, okay?
All right, well, let's put it to a vote.
You also lose no guidance.
That's fine.
He don't care.
But Chris Brown?
I do not.
Oh, that shit goes so hard.
You crazy.
That song's
sad. I don't know none of these songs if you don't sing the hook.
That's on fire. I know, because you love R&B Drake, nigga.
That's on fire. Face ass.
Watch his next R&B lyrics, We Let Slide. It's going to be all R&B Drake.
I did know guidance already.
You see?
I did that song already.
All right, well, let's put it to a vote, man. Drake or Kendrick, what are we going with?
Kendrick.
Drake.
If I can only listen to one, I gotta take Drizzy, bro.
Okay. Right. And Keon Kendrick still?
Yeah.
Soft ass up. All right, we're gonna jump into the right after
you're
this.
The one like Drake, you the soft one.
Last topic of the day we have. Would you rather be always musty?
No.
Versus always sweaty.
Ooh, always sweaty.
I'll sweat.
Sweaty.
Yeah. I like being sweaty. I work out a lot. Stop that, Kia, stop that. You know me better than that. Stop that, Kia, stop.
I mean, some would say that one activity is a workout as well.
I'm not judging. People like to be sweaty. People
I do.
Sweaty.
I feel like if you're working out, you're supposed to be sweaty. If I'm not sweating while working out, it's not a workout.
Right.
BT, what you got?
I have a confession.
You always musty? Oh, my gosh.
I'm always sweaty, for sure. I'm a sweaty bastard. It don't take a lot. I'm sweating now. I'll be on stage 45 seconds, drench.
Yeah, you do be sweaty mad quick soon as you get off stage. I know it's not the last time.
I know, and then you be wearing all that velour, too. I don't... That is, like, the most, like...
Wait. I got more pictures of BT doing this with a napkin than I got with him just regularly smiling.
BT, I've never told you this. When you get on stage at Chocolate Sundays, we time you to see how long you do your first fight.
Hey,
last time you was at the Laugh Factory, and I brought you up. Literally, I brought him up, and he put his shit down, and then he was dabbing his head. I'm like, you just got here.
His fastest time is 7 seconds. He got on stage and he was sweating in 7 seconds.
Yo,
and it's not a little bit. It's like a full drench.
You like a Whitney Houston sweat.
And then was sweating. Fringe. I was like, he just got here. How does he sweat already?
Just got here. Ladies and gentlemen. Like, hey, man, how everybody doing tonight, man? Y'all good, man? How everybody doing? Y'all good? Oh, man. Right here.
Hey, BTB want to dap up and hug you when he get out? Nah, man. Get out of here.
Sweating. Sweating. Hugging dudes. Sweating.
What are you getting?
You be sweaty hugging dudes.
You
I think it hugged me. I had to go to the car and change shirts.
My God.
Rest on the front of my shirt.
I'm the most non-sweaty, unathletic nigga. Woo! Boy, for me to not play no sports, nigga. That's why I swam in high school, nigga.
For the kid
to wash the sweat off of you?
Nobody do.
Hey, that's why you be having them scarves on. That's just an instant napkin. Like,
nigga, that's a fact, bro. I'm a sweaty bastard, bro.
7 7.
You know you can get Botox to help with that.
No, because my skin's fantastic. I feel like
No. Botox helps to stop sweating. Like some women will get it in their armpits for the sweat glands.
You supposed to sweat. They them is weirdos.
Oh man.
No, I'm saying because they have like overactive sweat glands. Sometimes some women will get that. Or even men, I think.
Get it everywhere. I sweat everywhere, man.
You got to get Botox everywhere and all your creases.
We just gonna sweat, baby.
BTB sweat team.
Sweating, shout out to the freaky girls that's licked it before. She's a very freaky girl. She be licking sweat tags.
She just sit there with a cup by your underarms. Like, hey, come on.
Just BT day, girl, the hypertension.
Look, get a little bit of that bacon grease on my forehead, baby girl.
What you ate today?
What you ate today? I be sweating, bro.
Turn your air up? I mean, to air down. So you
can... Nothing saving me. It doesn't matter. When I was smaller, when I was bigger, nigga, I'd be sweating, bro. Nothing stopping it.
I hate that sweat.
Ain't too hot? I'm like, nigga, everybody hot. Oh, I'm hot. It don't matter what I got on. I'm going to sweat.
I hate when you're rushing and you got to take a shower real quick and change clothes and your body doesn't get a chance to cool down before the shower and the clothes put on. Nigga.
You start sweating.
That's the worst. You got to get right in the car and your back still sweaty, still damp, still kill me. I'm driving off a cliff. I'm driving off a cliff, baby.
So you got to put powder under your breast. The lotion, you don't have that problem.
Are you still wet so the lotion don't rub in right?
Oh.
It just get all watery. You're like, damn.
Damn it.
Never musty.
White streak all over my face. I can't go outside with white streak. People, why are you gay? You on your face, sir.
On your face.
Yeah.
I hate it, bro. I hate it.
7 seconds is hilarious.
7 seconds, bro. I timed you because me and Kira was like, I was like, this nigga be sweating. I'm going to time him.
Is it linked to nervousness, do you think?
I don't even have to be doing that. I'm sweating now.
Yeah.
Musty,
there's no excuse for musty. No logical excuse for musty unless it's your religion or you just been going that hard in the gym. Like you using that natural deodorant. People that be like, oh, I use natural deodorant. You still stink. Like that's not an excuse.
Yeah, it's not.
You know the lifespan of that deodorant. You got a hot 45 minutes before you need to reapply. Oh, you got to go home.
I've never smelled anybody with natural deodorant that smells fresh all day.
Right.
You have to reapply.
They got an extra one in their pocket. Like, why you got to carry, like, re-ups? Like,
and vegans be stinking the most.
No, that's a natural, like, earthy green smell.
You say, what be
smelling the most? Have you noticed that vegans be smelling the way a green juice smell?
This shit stank.
That's because the green juice coming out.
It's natural, like niggas.
I can't confirm this. Like, I ain't never. I know a lot of vegans. They do not be stinking.
They don't stink. They don't stink.
You said they walk around smelling like kale?
They smell like vegetables. And you know, BT don't like that.
Meg said that these niggas smell like an entire community of people smell like green juice.
I love it. I love it because I love a good green juice. Okay. So I have no problems with it.
I ain't never smelled a real vegan. So I don't know.
Vegan. I do. It's because, and I can smell it right now. I love that smell of vegan people.
Mm-mm. When they what
like a green juice is wild as hell, nigga.
It's true. Y'all can't. Y'all ain't never smelled nobody that smell like green juice and they vegan.
No, man.
Oh, just me. Okay.
Vegans be funky.
I ain't never like. Oh, you smell like celery. That sounds good.
Oh man,
I like it.
That's funny, man.
Man. It's like the way the little natural food store be smelling. It's that same smell.
Nah.
Nope. No.
They be wearing Great. Cologne too, man.
No, vegans don't. They rub rocks on themselves.
They crystals. Erykah Badu said she used the crystal. She rubbed that crystal up and down her arm. She said like 300 times on her underarm.
300?
That's a real thing.
Nah.
I'm not bullshitting you, Lou. I promise you, I'm not bullshitting. That's a real thing.
300?
You know how you got bro, she was on the Breakfast Club talking about how she used the crystals as deodorant.
And who do this?
Does she have a bionic arm?
I would Who's doing this tired. To
her? Erykah Badu.
Be interesting. Nah, bro, does that really work?
People, I'm gonna look it up right now.
The vegans be rubbing crystals and rocks and shit on their body.
Here's the thing: it because how you like what you smell like when you sweat is a direct correlation of what you eat. Yeah. So a lot of times, like for example, or anything you consume, have you noticed like when people get drunk or they've been drinking a whole lot, especially like liquor, whiskey, they smell that like the next day, or next morning, they smell like liquor. That's your body like trying to get rid of that through your pores. So I feel like. Whatever you smell like is what you ate and what you consumed. No, so that's why.
But yeah. I've been around to hear a lot. He don't smell like hot dogs and pizza.
Yes, he do. You lie.
He smell like a Bobby
to hear, 11, to huh? hear me spraying a lot of sprays and a lot of Axe body spray. So he smell good.
Why are the vegans not have access to the same sprays?
They do. Like I'm talking about the natural body smell.
It's been tested on animals so they won't wear it. Because vegans think they shit don't stink too.
They'd be like, no, it's not just plants and bark and shit.
No, nigga, you stink, bro. They be stinking, bro.
You just smiling? Don't like vegetables, BT. Just say it.
No, I am a sweaty bastard. I don't ever stink, though.
Let me show y'all real quick. See if I can do it real quick.
You Googled it, didn't you? So vegans be stinking. They did a poll on USA Today.
I can't agree with it.
Vegans don't be stinking.
Once they take eggs out they diet, they funky, bro.
Hold on, let me see if
that's
I can see.
Not,
see.
That's here it is not right here. Accurate.
Here we go. Oh.
Think about it.
Be for real.
And I can ask you questions, and I'll be honest.
Most earthy people, or
turn the volume up.
Me as an earthy me. Oh, you want to do earthy me?
No, yeah, he does earthy people. This is what he thinks.
Well, okay, I want to hear what he thinks about.
Oh, like you like to say, I'm an artist.
Number one, I don't have. Did you? I did not work in here with the backpack. I don't have a chew stick. I shave my legs and under my arms when I want to.
Okay.
And come on, what else?
Yeah, they wear the crystals.
Yes, it does. You have to. Let me tell you the trick to it. Let me tell you the trick. No, no, y'all too lazy. This is what happens. You have to stroke under the arm 100 times.
Under the sides?
Yes, it's easy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You gotta put your deodorant on 100 times.
Listen, but then you don't have to put no more on for like 3 days.
That is not true. That's what y'all
I swear to God, Jesus, and two more white people. It's true.
So there you go. That's how she says she do it.
She said for 3 more days.
She said you ain't got to use the odor for like 3 more days.
I believe it because she has a very clean diet, so I believe it.
I believe Erykah don't stink, but in general, vegan be stinking.
I mean, it's confident when you're selling incense that supposedly smell like your coochie. That's confidence beyond
approach. How do you capture that smell, I wonder? Like, how do you like capture the scent?
Yeah, that's about right.
Like, what did you add to be like, cinnamon, bergamot? Like, what?
Yeah. No, that's not it.
It didn't taste the nigga.
Let's put it to a vote, man. We ain't gonna never agree on this.
Put it in the chat, y'all. Vegans be stinking.
When you do that kind of scent, do you have, like, you know how they do test runs with everybody else? Do you test that on people as well?
You got to. They have to be.
Is that like everybody you slept with? Like, here, do this smell like me?
If that is a thing, then I volunteer as tribute.
Hey, I've been wanting the pack. They sell out immediately every time.
It's just every time they sell Andre out. 3000 and another baby daddy. That's like, yeah, that's right. That's about right. That's about right. I got a little bit of cinnamon, a little tang.
Don't you got a baby with Jay Electronica too?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got Jay Electronica and 3 sex, right?
She got three kids. 3 kids, 3 baby daddies.
She get one with Common.
She got one with Common.
She got one.
This is another one though.
Oh, the DC. What's the doc? The DOC. What's his name?
She got one with DOC.
Yeah, I think the youngest one. Look it up.
I think the youngest one is with Jay Electronica. And maybe
then the middle one is the DOC.
Yeah, that's why she did have a baby with Jay Electronica.
That can't be right. The youngest. Okay, yeah. I'm about to say, because the oldest is
not rapping after that.
Why don't y'all just look this up?
I'm looking it up right now.
You're in our brains.
Yeah. Keon, don't be a stick in the mud, bro. You've been a stick in the bed all day. Don't be a stick in the mud, too.
Yeah, bro.
It's not in a bed laying like this with
the DOC. Yeah.
That didn't want to give us no energy today.
That bed says all you niggas are peasants.
The only time he got hype is when it was about Drake. No.
That's because VP would not take my answer. This nigga wouldn't.
And I was right, nigga. And I was right.
I do not fuck with Drake like that.
You don't like Drake singing, but you like some Drake singing songs.
He's very talented.
Wait, I have to ask y'all a real question because I need to understand this. It's about the Freaknik documentary. Did y'all watch it?
I ain't watched it. I'm gonna watch it this week.
But do y'all remember how, like, when you think about, like, Luke and you think about, like, MC Hammer, like, you think about their music videos, and remember how, like, girls used to shake their butt, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like one of those type of, right? So then nowadays when girls shake their butt, it's like an ocean. Their booty is just oceaning. Like, you know what I'm saying? When did that happen and why did it happen?
I was
watching that whole documentary and they showing like everybody popping their butt, but it was nowhere near as
twerking. Twerking got big, 10, 12 years ago? Yeah. But it got big in the culture and popularity rise. But they were twerking before that. They were twerking at the lock-in.
Right, but here's what I'm saying. It don't look the same. What happened? So
the twerking, the dancing back then was ass shaking. Twerking came like 98, 2000. Like, I feel like that's when we got more of really twerk music. I feel like.
They
started in the strip clubs for real.
Mm-hmm. Was the strippers in like the 70s? What was they doing?
Wait, are you talking about the texture?
Body roll?
Of the body? Or are you talking about the waves?
No, so you know how like girls with like, especially with BBLs, it'd be when they shake their butt, it'd be looking like a wave, right? They'd just be like, that is just a lot of butt. You don't even have to have a BBL to do that, but it's just a technique. And then I realized they weren't doing that when I was watching this documentary in the 90s. And I was like, what happened? Like, what changed to booty shaking?
Of booty shaking has been around since. This is Uncle Luke for sure. This is Ska for sure. Keep coming. It was always that. But I don't know. But I know what you're talking about because the worldly came.
But definitely, I mean, even when Luke was doing that, that was still like more like just booty shaking versus like when they be doing the isolation type shit and making the booty.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Look like it's doing that. Like that's more shit that I feel like the strip is popular.
I feel like porn increased that.
But anyway, listen, let's put it to a vote. Always musty.
No,
always
I just have to know. Look at Keon. Yeah, be quiet, Keon. Don't say nothing. Don't get in trouble.
Sweaty.
Sweaty.
Oh yeah, sweaty, sweaty, sweaty for sure.
Sweaty.
Sweaty.
BT.
I don't have a choice in this.
Looks like the sweaty has it on that one is unanimous, man. Thank our special guest for tuning in. BT Kingsley.
Wait, do you know that Keith Sweat fan base is called Sweaties?
I did not know that. I don't approve, but I did not know that.
I want your body.
He put a video out. And he was like, to all my sweaties. And I was like, what?
I want you to.
BT, what you call your people?
Kings of the Crew and the Queensley. But I should probably switch it up.
Yes.
The Queensley. And the
Keys
of the Crew.
Shout out to the OG squad. We got Meg Scoop, Lulu Gonzalez. I'm to hear more. Thank you guys so much at home for watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus.
Look at you, guys. A lot of chords down here.